Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Monday the 11th of June. I had to hesitate because the calendar was on July. What's the news then?
A police officer has been stabbed to death.
Why is that so funny?
I never said it was funny.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
You are laughing.
If I was laughing, I'd be going, ha 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 ha.
You're laughing. I just want you to explain to everyone listening why that's funny.
I don't know.
Anything else?
The person that stabbed the police officer to death has been shot to death.
That's a different one, isn't it?
No. What's your news?
Children as young as 12 are being forced to work grueling 15-hour days in sweatshops to produce official Olympic merchandise, but not here in Beijing. So that's all right. But someone said here, the London Olympics have just spent $400,000 on the logo. There is no reason why organisers cannot ensure a sweat-free games. Now, I think that's going to be unlikely because it's in the summer and it's people running and stuff. They're definitely going to sweat.
You could hand out deodorants, but it doesn't really stop you from sweating, does it?
It's not smelling, but it's not the same. So maybe that everyone's going to have to do swimming. Mm. It's just going to be swimming at the Olympics Games, so they don't sweat. And other ones don't make you sweat. What sport?
Snooker.
Curling probably doesn't.
Curling?
Yeah.
I'd have thought that would have done.
So you actually do the sweeping, don't you? I'm thinking just the shunting, but the sweeping, that's gonna make you sweat. Poker.
They're introducing skateboarding.
Well, they're not sure they're having discussions about it. Mm. That'd be cool, I think.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like more creative ones, like skateboarding, synchronised swimming.
Skateboarding, that's what...
It's quite interesting to watch.
The youths are interested in it, aren't they?
You're better than just running and jumping, isn't it?
Well, I like to see a man run and jump.
I do like... Do you know what my favourite sport always used to be? Pole vaulting.
Ooh.
I used to find that very amusing.
When the pole snapped.
Yeah, that sort of thing. That's when I was a child, that's what I used to like best.
Yeah, I used to like watching Fatima swinging and throwing.
Why not watch her skateboarding this year? or the interview 2012.
Gordon Brown's big shout out to him.
What's he up to?
He's in Iraq.
Cripes!
He's gone on a fact-finding mission to see for himself what he really thinks about this war. I reckon it could be that as soon as he's in, he might go, right, everybody out of the water now. Come home, George Bush.
Is that the responsible thing to do? Is it not just sticking them in the poo? Is it not just making it work, going in, making it think worse, and then running away?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what he does then.
I've got a number 10 story. A drug addict wearing a tracksuit and a t-shirt was able to stroll his girlfriend along a corridor connecting the cabinet office with 10 Downing Street. He just waited till someone came out and then walked in. And the thing is, he wasn't even wearing a suit, so he should have been spotted straight away.
Blimey.
Anyway, he's been ordered to attend a drug dependency clinic as part of his bail conditions. I don't think he went in there because he was a drug addict. He just went in because he could.
Hmm.
So I think we should.
I'm interested in the story below.
Three women accused of being witches were stoned and burned to death in a refugee camp in Uganda.
Oh, that's a bit of a shame. Unless they were witches, were they?
They did burn, so yes, that means they were witches.
That's all right.
I think, does it? Or the other way around? No, if you drown, then you're not a witch. So they burned, so they weren't witches.
Yeah, because it sounds smaller, isn't it, with the witch test?
It is the witch test, isn't it? It's a flawed test.
Yeah, if somebody can think of a new way of testing witches.
What if they weed on a stick? Like a pregnancy test, but different.
But, I don't know. I think they might have a way around that.
Probably.
And they always wear white gloves, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, because they always wear, they have square toe shoes, don't they?
Yeah.
And wigs.
Yeah, because they're all bald. So there must be a way of testing for that.
That makes them extra flammable.
You know who that wigs. Means is a witch.
Is it Deborah Francis White?
No.
She is. Who?
Gail Porter.
Ooh. I saw at Yo Sushi, is that any help with the...
Yeah.
which diagnosis?
Yeah, it is. 8,000 sex offenders have been sent a letter.
A nice one?
No, slapping their wrists and just saying...
Is it like a chain letter?
It's
nice. Send this on to four more
no,
sex offenders.
No, it's kind of a... We haven't forgotten.
It'd be good to check a sex offender chain letter, though. Send this to four other chain letters. Paedophiles, and soon you'll get a pair of
the
young girls' panties
for your exchange. Maybe we should start that off. Actually, the Great Nicker Exchange was a brilliant idea. Did you ever do that?
No, I don't get any chain letters. I
did that. I sent knickers up. I didn't get any back, but I know some people did get quite a lot of nice knickers out of it. It's a nice idea in theory, but I don't, you know, there was nothing bad in it. There was nothing like if you don't send knickers.
Penny had one the same recently, but it was with books. It's like, just send on some books that you don't want. It's like, well, go to the library. Shy, lonely hearts can now chat up their dream dates without even moving their lips, thanks to a new flirty sign language. It's called Barcode, and you can look it up on www.barcodedesigns.com. And I realised immediately that this is not a great thing to talk about on a podcast, but the symbols are basically...
That's not very shy behaviour.
No, well, it's obvious though, isn't it?
You know, I got into an awful lot of trouble doing that signal when I was little. Craig taught me when I was about five, and I did it to my mum, and I said sausage in a pan, and she went apeshit at me, and then apeshit at Craig, and I really did not understand.
No, there really wasn't any need for us to go apeshit, really, in retrospect.
I think part of the problem was I wouldn't stop doing it. But I just couldn't understand what the problem was.
Delia Smith's making a comeback, which is brilliant because we didn't even know she'd gone. She says she might make another.
She's going to be a 10, hasn't she?
Is she?
Yeah.
Really? Delia? Yeah. She's 65.
Yeah, she's had new tits and a gastric band. I read it. In Downing Street. All of the glue they have is made out of rabbits. That's not very good, is it?
That's really bad. I like a rabbit.
I wonder if Gordon Brown will change that.
What sort of glue is it? So we don't.
I mean, I know they used to make it out of Jews, and we don't do that anymore, which is, you know, a good thing, but I still don't. You know, maybe it's not necessary to make it out of rabbits either. But
can't they make it out of prick stick?
Don't they use it? I mean, flour and water is quite good.
Depends what you want. I mean, that's good for a basic paste, but what, paper mache.
What is a good recipe for a nice strong glue?
We looked up online.
Oh, no, somebody else do that.
Nobody else is going to do that.
Somebody else will.
Mars are now just trying to suck up to the vegetarians after offending everyone, saying, "Oh, vegetarian study, can we put a vegetarian logo on our Mars bars now?" And they're saying, maybe.
There's some new medicine out.
Good.
Well, we'll see. Well, the first one is for Parkinson's disease. I can't see why, in any reason why that would be bad. It's good because Parkinson's is horrific.
Mm-hmm.
So good. A new drug for increasing the age in which women can get pregnant. What do you think about that one, Ben? Let's have a discussion. You play devil's advocate.
Okay. Well, you have to start off then.
Okay. Oh, it's a great idea, this drug.
No, it's a rubbish idea. It means everyone will be an orphan because of all the old ladies having babies and then dying.
Oh, but it means we've got so many choices. It means we can have a career until we're 50 and then have a baby when we're 55 by an old man.
All the babies will come out wrinkly.
No, they won't. Don't be silly.
It's rubbish. You should have a baby younger and then maybe have a drug to make you work for longer afterwards. Be more productive.
Oh. Yes, you could be right there. That's the end of that. Oh, you should have been in the debating team.
the late John Prescott, his body has been removed from the hospital. He's been taken to...
They've exhumed it.
Yeah, they haven't exhumed and buried him yet. But he's been taken to a Grace and Favour apartment near Trafalgar Square so they can prepare his body for burial. They're going to cover him in a thin layer of aspic and then some really short cross pastry.
Yeah, I hope they put some nice makeup on him. Some nice rosy cheeks like he had in life. And
Billippi.
I hope they sew his lips together so they're not hanging open. So that
so you don't stick things in his mouth.
Because he wouldn't want anyone to stick a knob in his mouth now. Because he wasn't gay, was he?
No.
That's one thing we know about him. He liked a pamphlet. He liked a fanny.
Didn't he like ladies' tights?
He liked tights as well. Nice bit of tech,
many
didn't
things
you?
To remember. There's a survey been done.
I'm missing.
A pointless survey. People that we secretly fancy.
Mm-hmm.
They are Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Moyles, Mick Jagger, Prince, Richard Madeley, Russell Brand, who I thought was supposed to be some great heartthrob, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Ray Winston, David Walliams, and Harry Potter.
Right. I wouldn't any of them.
And Gordon Brown. Yeah. I forgot that one. That's the most important
Gordon
one.
Brown would be top for me, but I wouldn't.
I quite like Ray Winston.
Really?
There's something about it. Richard Madeley, I do think that if anyone fancies Richard Madeley, you really, really should be embarrassed.
See, I can understand it in a way because
he's a handsome man, but he's just such
a tit. It's just impossible to find attractive.
Bad news for Paris Hilton.
Oh, no.
People were going to re-release her album at a budget price and see if they could flog any of it, but they've decided that it's just not worth it. No one's going to buy it. That they're not going to. As a man who works as a lifeguard, who is taking his colleagues to court because they all keep saying he looks like Borat, but the thing is,
he really does.
He does. And if he didn't want to look like Borat, he could just shave the moustache.
Stop dressing up as him.
Or grab beers. In a minute.
Yeah.
Mr. Kipling's had some lamps stolen. They were exceedingly nice. Shut up.
Sawfish.
Oh.
Are being protected.
What are sawfish?
They're grey and quite slender, and then they have a very, very long nose.
That's a swordfish.
Like a saw.
It's like a swordfish, but with a jaggedy point at the bottom.
It's on one side.
Huh?
Like a saw, whereas a swordfish is not, they're more rounded and they have them on both sides.
What? They have what on both sides?
The spiky bits. We used to have one on our wall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But they're being protected because they're...
Can you eat them?
Nice. You can eat them, yes. Me and Lucy saw quite a lot of them in Turkey.
How big are they?
They were about that long. They're very pretty looking. I saw them just hanging around at the near.
Were they in the sea? They weren't in the
tank. They were in the sea.
Or a restaurant.
They were in a very clear sea.
Sophie Dahl. Bad news for the lovely Sophie Dahl.
What?
Her boyfriend has dumped her. But don't worry, Sophie, you're only 28, the same age as us. Still plenty of time for her. You put on a bit of weight, though, because you're looking a bit gaunt. You're nicer when you're more roundy. Mm. That's my advice. Men like something to hang on to.
There's a new kind of clothes being designed.
What? I like the phrase, a new kind of clothes.
Well, it's a clever clothes because it knows if you're ill and tells you.
Why? How?
It
Men and what?
It's got special sensors in it and it can pick up if you're... if you've got germs and stuff, it's almost like having a doctor on hand saying, oh, you've got AIDS, or you've got the flu, you've got cold, you've got temperature, you're too cold, etc.
Sounds a bit naggy to me.
Well, you know, when there's no more doctors, you'd be glad of a top that tells you.
Why are there going to be no more doctors? What's happening?
Because who would bother now?
You got the apprentice, wouldn't you?
You just, I mean, God, what... In this day and age, what would you do? What did you aspire to be?
I wanted to be a detective.
Why aren't you one?
Not clever.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I don't know, I went off the idea. I wanted to work at the Edinburgh Festival when I got older, and I did that. Mm-hmm. So that was shit. I may become a detective, but I feel that that would probably only leave me disappointed.
See, there's nothing good to do anymore.
Well, do you know what everyone aspires to do now? They all aspire to be wags, don't they? You know, people aspire to be celebrities. They don't aspire to have a trade or, you know. I bet most mothers now, you know, it used to be, oh, you might marry a nice handsome doctor. That's the thing that mothers used to say to the doctors. I bet it's now, oh, you might marry a footballer who does rapes and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. Hmm. That's just the society we're living in. It's dreadful.
It never turns out the way you'd plan it.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, 10 years ago, if somebody had said, oh, in 10 years' time, if you work really hard, you might be shut in a cupboard with a really annoying northern girl, earning no money, talking to yourselves all day.
Brilliant.
You probably would have done yourself in then, wouldn't you?
Yes. This is my favourite story of the day. Stray dogs, trained to become airport sniffer dogs, have been fired for urinating on luggage and sexually harassing female passengers. I mean, they did the dog sniffing, but they hadn't really curbed the rest of their natural dog behaviour.
Fucked up. Kylie, Cancer Kylie, has been honoured by the Music Trust
for having cancer.
You know, I mean, it's not that special. 1 in 3 people get it now. You know, probably one of us will get it.
Well, that's a nice thought there. I don't have any history of cancer in my family, interestingly. It's all lungs in my family.
Lung cancer.
No. Pigeon lung. Big Brother. Lots been happening.
What's been happening?
Well, someone said nigger.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, I was talking about someone else saying it.
Yeah, you weren't being a racialist.
No, they did say it on Loose Women while having a discussion about someone else saying it and being punished for it. So it's fine, I think, to say it now. Anyway, Emily said nigger. Now she's been kicked to the curb. She's out. They put 2 gays in.
Mm-hmm. One of whom I don't think is a gay, I just think he's
He's just annoying. The other one is a favourite to win now.
Oh.
Because he seems lovely. But they did kind of conform to some gay stereotypes. They weren't, neither of them were particularly camp. But they did just, all in their tapes, just go about all the men they'd slept with and go, oh yes. And then they started, one of them started rolling his eyes and bitching at the other one almost immediately. To go, yes, that's some more stereotypes. So Ziggy must be terribly afraid that just absolutely everybody in the house wants to have sex with him. That would do them. And Leslie's left, which is very sad because Leslie was great.
But what's that? It's disgusting.
It's some lips with sherbet stuff on it.
It's horrible. I really, really, really don't like that.
On to the page now. Possibly. Having a PC in your house is worse than flying, for in terms of the damages to the environment.
Oh, go on.
IT is responsible for as much climate change and carbon dioxide as the airline industry.
Well, you know
what? But speaking spell, that's okay.
I think we should just let it unhappen. The Eden Project has uncovered a 70-ton seaweed.
Wow!
Yeah, they don't know where
that's
it's coming
amazing.
From.
Where is it? Is it in the ground? Mm-hmm. Is it going to grow? Is nature going to grow the seed? We eat the seed. Have you made this up?
No, it's made out of a stone.
It's not a real sea.
It's a statue. But apparently it's very, very beautiful. And already people are saying, oh, if you touch it, you're going to get up the duff. It feels very nice. So we could go maybe on Route 50.
Yeah.
And we're worrying about Rx because those pills that they promised us haven't worked. We can go down there,
touch the seed. Nature will then
be seeded.
Yeah.
And then we'll be seeing you.
The Dutch have invented what they're describing now as a condom that you can put on your mobile phone. Essentially, this is what they've written here. However, the multicoloured sheets are not meant to turn your mobile into an erotic toy, but instead to make it water, paint or mud proof. I mean, well, yeah, that's what I'd have assumed. I wouldn't have assumed that by putting some plastic on a phone you're suddenly going to want to fuck it.
Well, the obvious thing is to put it on vibrate and shove it in your arse, surely. If you can get it up there.
Well, some of them are quite slender. I mean, look at this one that's been left here.
Yeah, that'd easily
pop up without even noticing it.
And yeah, that's so small. If you went to the hospital saying you'd accidentally fallen on it, they'd probably believe you.
Yes. So, but if you are going to...
But if you do put a condom on it and then go to the hospital saying you fell,
they're not going to think you...
Yeah.
But yeah, if you are going to stick a phone in a car, do put a condom on it first. To protect both yourself, but mainly the phone, because it's probably not going to work.
So what if somebody calls you and you put there?
Ooh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? What if you accidentally answered it, though? And they go, there's a funny sound.
This is the sound of me shitting you out of my bum.
Oh no, now I want to hear that.
That's what we should have done last summer when everybody kept phoning us up all the time. We could have just shoved our phones up our asses.
Brilliant. Right. I think that's it for now. But on that high note, if you want to watch some telly tonight, get a video. Rubbish. Although I think Britain's Got Talent. Semi-finals. The search for a star continues as another set of hopefuls try to impress the judges enough to win a place in the semi-finals, with auditions coming from London and Birmingham. That's at 9 o'clock.
Shit.
But that's about it. Well. Excuse me. The Apprentice Wire Fire comes on, which is a bit of a filler, but you know, why not? It's still The Apprentice, it's still Sir Alan.
I think he's looking less and less like a real person.
Or more like a puppy.
But that's just my opinion.
Right, let's end this dreadful dirge. Thanks for listening, if indeed anyone has managed to get this way.
It does look nice in that top, by the way.
Thank you. I think I'm too old for this top. I think it looks like something someone 10 years younger should wear.
Maybe. Maybe 23 years younger.
Five? thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.